Welcome to today's podcast discussion on certifications. This is a series of podcasts where we will interview folks from multiple certifying bodies and some of our very own ILTA members who carry those certifications. I am Jim Merrifield with Robinson & Cole, and I will be the moderator for today's discussion. And we're pleased today to have with us Doug Foreman from IAPP. Welcome, Doug. Can you provide our listeners a little information about you and IAPP?
Sure. The IAPP is the International Association of Privacy Professionals. We're a membership organization, and we have over 25,000 members who are mainly involved in data privacy, information security, and information technology. We offer events and training and a website filled with information for privacy professionals, and we also offer a complete suite of certifications as well. I'm the certification director. I've been with the IAPP for 2 years, and I guess that's about it.
Perfect. Thanks so much for that overview. So let's put Doug on the hot seat and ask him a couple more questions about the certifications at IAPP. So first off, how long has the CIPP certification been around?
Well, the CIPP began in 2004, and that stands for Certified Information Privacy Professional. And originally that certification was meant to be somewhat comprehensive. In 2004, the privacy profession was young, nascent, and there wasn't as much diversity among the different geographic and industry sectors. So as we've grown, as the privacy profession has grown, we've expanded from just the CIPP to five other certifications.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, I'm actually looking to pursue one of those certifications, so I'm looking forward to your answers to some of the other questions we have. How many people hold the CIPP, and how many people hold IAPP certification since its inception? Because I know there's a bunch of other certifications, so maybe you can provide a total number.
That's a good idea. We've given out about 12,500 certifications since 2004, and as you mentioned, Jim, that's not just the CIPP, but our other certifications as well. 10,000 people have been certified with the IAPP over that time as well. But the pace is accelerating like crazy, as you would imagine. A profession that's growing and in the headlines, at the end of July, we already certified as many people in 2015 as we did in all of 2014.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, I mean, it's hard to miss a headline that doesn't discuss privacy in some way. So I'm sure it'll just continue to grow and grow and grow. So what professionals are most likely to pursue these certifications?
Well, I touched on it a little bit. I think originally most of the people that went for our certifications had privacy in their job title. You know, there were chief privacy officers or privacy managers. But, you know, that's changed somewhat. As you mentioned, data privacy has been a requirement and for almost every industry, every sector, and every company, so that now we're getting people from adjacent professions that don't necessarily have privacy in the title. But the surveys we do on the people who hold our certifications, the top four are generally, as you would assume, technology, the financial sector, government, and healthcare. And if you leave industry aside, most of the people doing privacy work are in the legal and compliance part of the profession, followed by people in information security and information technology.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, especially the industries that you mentioned are highly regulated. So just makes sense for people to get educated and certified in these types of certifications. And law firms certainly are no exception because they service these types of clients in these industries. So about the exam, what are some of the ways that IAPP offers to prepare for the exam?
Well, that's an interesting question because, you know, as a professional certification, being part of a certification department, I have to remain fairly impartial and not necessarily coach candidates on how to pass the test. But the IAPP, we have a training department that is kind of very separate from the certification department. They produce training materials and textbooks that help to train people and prepare people for our exam. So interestingly, I don't really have any interaction with them, and they can't really see any of the test questions. So while we work from the same body of knowledge, we pretty much develop our products separately. But the IAPP does have, you know, training for the CIPP US exam, the European exam, the Canadian exam, and all the other ones we offer, as well as textbooks that we've written in conjunction with experts in the field. We have people, a lot of people go to our events and go to our sessions on privacy, and they learn a lot there. But a lot of people, you know, outside of using our training and our texts, you know, there's no substitute for the experience that they get on the job. And that's, I think, an important ingredient in being successful on our exams.
Yeah, I totally agree. You really can't substitute experience for reading a bunch of textbooks or training programs, although it helps, but I'm sure experience goes a long way with being successful in passing these exams.
I don't come from a privacy background, and so when I came into this position and started developing exams with our experts, I noticed that I can read and study up as much as possible, but because I'm not doing the work of a privacy professional day after day, there's that context that's missing that you need from professional experience.
Right, exactly. So talking about the value of the certification in the workplace, have you seen people increase in salaries, or have companies started to require it maybe on a job description? Have you seen any of that in the marketplace?
Oh, certainly. You know, there are job descriptions that either require or recommend that people have IAPP certification. And if not on the job description or application itself, soon after somebody might get hired, you know, many of our candidates tell us that their manager or their boss or their company is requiring them to get certified. So it might not be a condition of being hired, but it's often a condition of being hired or staying hired, I'd say. So, yes, definitely we're seeing that employers are encouraging and in cases requiring their employees to have the certification. And we, like other professional organizations, we do our surveys and our analysis on salary and in our profession. And I guess the recording of this is done at a fortuitous time because we just completed a salary survey and found that there's at least a 12, in most cases, a $22,000 bump in privacy professionals that have our certification as opposed to those that don't. So especially, I think, the CIPP US and the CIPPE, those that have those certifications, in on average, see about a $22,000 salary increase over the median.
Oh, that's great. That's a significant increase. I will add just some experiences of my own. I know IAPP, there's a bunch of law firms that are actually, you know, members, actually corporate members, similar to corporate members of ILTA. And the trend I'm starting to see is that these attorneys are requiring their in-house IT departments to become certified with these IAPP certifications. So it's definitely on the way up, and the value is really unprecedented in today's workplace.
That's great for us to hear, because you know, something I was hoping to get to a little later is that we, you know, we're trying to reach out to these adjacent professions, and, you know, especially the IT, the InfoSec people who might know a lot about information security, but they're not as educated in privacy. And we're trying to encourage them that, to get certified in privacy, so they have, you know, both sides, both halves of the data privacy equation.
Right, makes perfect sense. One other question I have for you is, have you received any accreditation from any organizations?
Again, you know, it's funny that we're doing this today, because last Friday we received some great news, and it's maybe like a watershed moment for our company, that we are, four of our certifications are now ANSI accredited under the ISO 17024 standard. So that's a process we've been going through for the past 18 months or so to get accredited. ANSI is, you know, like a world leader in accreditation, and the ISO standard is seen as kind of the gold standard in accreditation. And we just found out last week that the USE as CIPM and CIPT have all received that very valuable ANSI ISO accreditation.
Wow, congratulations. That's definitely it's definitely an exciting time to be part of IAPP and pursue these certifications. Lastly, Doug, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience about the IAPP certification?
Sure. Just want to add a little bit more about the accreditation. You know, that's something that I think is going to be really important in the marketplace for us. You know, it kind of puts us on in the same playing field with a lot of our InfoSec partners like ISC Squared and RSA and the Cloud Security Alliance and other places like that. So we're really happy about that, and we're looking down the road to accrediting the two programs that we didn't put on the original application. That's our Canadian certification and our CIPPG, which is our U.S. government certification. So that's something we're looking at. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is we just recently did a survey on salary survey, as I mentioned, and another thing we've discovered is that there's a lot of gender parity not in the privacy profession, and we've been telling that story lately, that you know, men and women with IAPP certifications are making basically the exact same amount of money. So in our young profession, there seems to be very little gender bias on salary. Women are as frequently in the C-suite and in director levels as men, and they're succeeding equally in our world. So we're happy to tell that story, too. And in terms of certification, we're looking forward to next year trying to serve other sectors that we haven't served with our certifications yet. As I mentioned, you know, we're firmly entrenched in Europe with our CIPPE exam, Canada and the U.S., but Asia is a huge and growing market. Australia and New Zealand have always been faithful partners with us, and Latin America is also seeing a lot of growth in the privacy world. So next year and the years after are going to be very busy times for me and my staff as we try to build certifications for those geographic sectors that are still underserved.
Certainly. It seems like the sky's the limit for IAPP right now with all these data breaches and privacy concerns, and the law continues to change each and every moment, it seems.
No, it's funny you mentioned that because in Europe right now they're going through a complete, I wouldn't say an overhaul, but they're drafting a new regulation on data privacy as we speak, and we're hoping that's going to be out in January, and that's going to change a lot of the relationships between corporations and their data processors and with relationships between European companies and U.S. companies. So things change very quickly in this world, as you know, and we're trying to stay on top of it.
Yeah, no doubt that's definitely the case. Well, I'd like to thank Doug and IAPP. This discussion has been incredibly valuable for me, and I'm sure it's been helpful to our audience members interested in understanding your available certifications and how the certifications can benefit them or their team. And we really appreciate your time today. To our listeners, please stay tuned for more podcasts in this series, and please review the additional resources posted with today's recording. Thank you for joining us today, and I encourage all to join the conversation on ILTA's connected communities, and have a great day.